who has pain by show of hands?
Everybody.
You realize that you have what's called a binary comp plan. You put somebody to your left and somebody to your right, you get a paycheck. Yep. Did you know that? Dallin Larson determined 30 years ago that most people only enroll on average 2.3 people. I'm still looking for that person that's only a third person. So he created a binary comp plan that says bring somebody to your left, bring somebody to your right. Have them turn on their auto ship, I'll send you a check for $25. If you don't want it, give it to me. I guarantee I'll find a place to put it. Which reminds me, Sonny, you were there. Several years ago when Mr. Trump was training with us before he left, they snuck him out the back door to go into the limo, so we played a game with him. We took a $5 bill, we connected it to a fish hook with a clear fish wire so he could So they took the hook and they put it through the $5 bill, and as he went to get into the limo, he looked down and there's a $5 bill. What does the billionaire do? He bends down to pick it up. The guy's on the other side of the limo and gives a little woo-hoo. And the bill jumped. So here he goes. He stands up and he looks at it and he goes, guys, this is a billionaire bending over to pick up a $5 bill. Ain't no billionaires in this room. Is there anybody in here allergic to making money? And you know people that are in pain? That's about me, Texas. I want to let you all know something. Everybody in this room sits on the team of Miss Anna and Sonny Kim. Sonny had a very frank conversation as the president of the company flew in here about 3 weeks ago. I'm sitting in my house in Spokane, and Daniel Pico, the big tall, the bald-headed fellow who owns a company with Dallin, he's from Houston, by the way. He's from here. He was down in Orlando doing an event, and the next thing I know, on a Sunday, I get this phone call. Hey, how you doing, Drew? And he's doing the live phone call. I said, I'm doing great, Daniel. How you doing? So I work directly with the founders, and so will you. This team where you guys are going to have their personal cell phones. If you've ever done network marketing before, when was the last time you had the personal cell phone of the founder?
Never.
You will hear it. They pour themselves into it. Man, that's crazy.
Wow.
You found it. You guys hit the jackpot. We just got to do the work to fill in the gap and let the universe do all the rest. Put God first and the rest of it.
Amen.
So, anyway, where goes that ADD? That's what I think you guys get it. If you're passionate about things, people will follow you. If you light yourself on fire, people will come from miles and miles to watch you burn. You know that?
Sure.
I've never seen more rubbernecks in all my life than in Houston. Traffic is backed up for 3 miles, and by the time you get up to the accident, it's somebody changing their flat tire, but everybody's got to take it. So anyways, we're gonna show you guys how to make a ton of money in this thing. The United States signed their Declaration of Independence in 1776. Congratulations to you for signing yours in 2019. You just declared your independence from the mess out there. Did you know that 97% of the people in this country make less than $60,000 a year? Did you know that? That's criminal. You can't pay your bills with that. I don't care who you are, especially if you got a family with two kids. It ain't enough. This nonsense of people having a second job will never retire them. You got a second job because you can't pay your bills with a first job. Right?
Wow.
So I say this, work for yourself a third as hard as you do for the man and watch what happens in the system. If you ain't making money while you're sleeping, then you're making money for somebody else while they're sleeping. The most expensive income that you can own is W-2 income. Did you know that? That's the most expensive income you can earn is W-2 income. Why? Who's the first person that gets paid out of that check?
Uncle.
All I know is this. When I got my first W-2 paycheck at age 19, I knew I was getting $425, and the check came to me at $380.50. And I went into the payroll department, and I said, "Hey, man, where's my money at?" And they said, "Well, Uncle Sam got some of it." "I don't have any Uncle Sam." "What are you talking about?" And then Uncle Bill took all the rest of it when I went on to pay rent. So if anybody else besides me is sick and tired of paying too much in taxes, let me see you. Yes. Did you know this? If you are an independent business owner in the world of multi-level marketing, the IRS gives you over 100 tax write-offs that the W-2 income wage earner doesn't get. Who all drinks lattes? Nobody? Who all drives a car? Who all goes to the restaurant? When was the last time you deducted that from your tax return? See, by enrolling tonight for $50, you now get to take advantage over the next 3 years, according to the rules from the IRS, of writing off everything in your life.
Wow.
You're going to drive 10,000 miles this year in your car anyways. They give you 51 cents a mile write-off. So you just wrote $5,000 off your gross income. You're already paying less in taxes. You were going to drive your car anyway. But now that you have an independent business in the world of MLM, the IRS gives you those 100 write-offs. For the next 3 years, you don't even have to make any money. They let you still write the stuff off your tax return. For 3 years, they give you a chance to get your business up and running, because traditionally, it takes 3 to 5 years for a business to do what? To make a profit. What doesn't happen here? You make a profit in the first week. Especially when that check comes in there with your name on it. How many people have ever said, "Hey, man, I'll join you as soon as you show me a check with your name on it"?
Right.
Anybody ever heard that stupid
thing? Yeah.
"Hey, as soon as I see a check with your name on it, I'll enroll." Great. Enroll somebody to your left and right by tomorrow. Have them get some Corey Central vitamins. The check will be here next Tuesday, Thursday afternoon. And then you can say, "There, now it's time to enroll." That's why Dallin said, just enroll two people. I'll say, "Hey, so the belief bucket goes up." And which harkens back to a billionaire picking up a $5 bill. Why would you cash a check with $25? Right? We could all stand to use a little extra money. Okay. So get yourself enrolled, take the proper tax write-offs that you can have, not just your wife and your kids and writing off the interest on your home and some medical expenses if you had a bunch of them, but everything else. Okay. Some people say, "Mr. Brooks, I don't care about me. It's not all about money." I say, you're an idiot. Money's kind of right up there in the line of importance with air. See how long you can get by without it. Well, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in making a lot of money. I just want to be a humble servant. You're an idiot. The good Lord came up with you. Reap what you sow, and it multiplies, right? You do good things, you get more back than what you put into it. He doesn't want you to be poor. He wants you to be filthy rich. Why? So you can do more work on earth building his kingdom. Somebody said, "Mr. Brooks, why do you give away 90% of your money?" I said, "You ought to see the 10% that I live on." You want to be in that position where not only have you reached success in your life, which typically is the home and the lake place and an RV and two cars and the kids are going to college, and by the time you're 45 years old, you think that's success, and then the kids are gone, you're looking around going, "I don't need a boat, I don't need a lake place." So the next thing that happens, somebody or something goes like this: "Dude, you need to do something significant in your community." Folks like us that are up in years, we start feeling like, "Man, we already did the successful thing, but I'm not doing anything significant in my life that's making a difference." Something like this allows you to do something significant in your life, because if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. Right, Sonny?
Yep.
Help an army of people make $200 a month. Don't be surprised when your check is $20,000. Don't worry about your check. Worry about the person you enrolled helping them make the check, and yours will take care of itself. And guess what else? You don't have to know the comp plan. If they owe you money, they're going to send you the check. In the last company that we came from, there was a guy making about $3 million a year. They asked him a question: "How does comp plan work?" He says, "I don't know. I just know they send me a check when it's over. I'm here to set up points of distribution, and so are you." Guys, we're not in the product business. The company is. The company does your sales or your marketing for you. The company opens up other countries for you. They take care of your legal, your accounting, the manufacturing, the home office, the customer service, the online portal, everything. All we have to do is ask somebody, "Do you want to get paid to have better health?"
What?
How hard is that? They either do or they don't. And if they say no, you don't want to hang out with them anyway. They're just brain dead waiting for their body to catch up. Check up on the neck up.
Check up on the neck up.
Anybody got a car? Let me ask you something. Would you put your kids in a van and take them up to Spokane, Washington, where I live, without a spare tire in the trunk? Yes or no? Then why would you go through life without a spare vehicle? Which one's more important? The vehicle you drive or this one? This one. That make sense?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Got off the quiet a little bit.
processing
that information is right now. I haven't heard this stuff before. Well, it's for you. It's your Declaration of Independence. Do me a favor, real quick. Y'all got a pencil? Or at least in your mind's eye, I want you, if you have this, I want you to put the 9 dots on a piece of paper. And then I want you to put the pen on the piece of paper, and I want you to connect every dot without taking your pen off the paper using only 4 lines. So let's take a look here. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that one didn't get done. Let's try it this way. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I missed that one. Okay? Somebody try and do it. I can tell you right now, it ain't gonna happen. You know why? Because nobody is thinking this.
Do the X. Yeah.
Take a real close look at what happened. What happened?
It went outside the box.
Ooh. Do you think multi-level marketing is outside the box? Not everybody's gonna see it. We're not looking for everybody. We're looking for the right people.
Outside the box.
Who are ready to go outside the box and aren't afraid to make more than 60 grand a year. Do you know anybody dumber, meaner, or uglier than you that makes more money?
Yes.
Why is that? This guy is dumber than me. He's not as handsome as me. And he's not as smart as me. But he makes more money. Why is it? It's because he has changed what he thinks to how he thinks. The 3% of the people that are dumber, uglier, and meaner than you and I, that control 82% in the world of the money, don't think like the rest of us. They think differently. It's not what you think, it's how you think. Come on in, brother, I think. It's not the front door of the back of the table. We've been waiting for it. Let's give it up for you. Yeah. Yeah. The best help you've ever could imagine. Get your health.
Health.
Around, yeah. Get rid of all the pain in your body and get paid to it.
Help me.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but whoever has a business mind up there is like, Mr. Brooks, I'll catch you later. I'm going to go recruit. They'll be out there waiting for somebody. So anyway, we got to think outside the box. Okay, 82% of the money in the world is controlled by 3% of the people that are dumber, meaner, and uglier than you and I. We need to cross over, but we got to change what we think to how we think, you guys. I want everybody to do something right now. I want you to take your hand like this, and I want you to put your nose right here on your hand. Just look at the finger. Look up here, but just look at your fingers. Got to pick the kids up, mow the yard, got to get the groceries, clean the pool, blah, blah, blah. That's interesting, but it's not that important. You're going to do it anyway. Now I want you to look through the fingers. Ooh, that's a little different vision, isn't it? Things started coming into clarity a little bit, didn't they? Did you notice that when you were looking at your fingers like this, you couldn't see anything on the other side? So everything you're looking for in life is just outside your comfort zone. But people get so accustomed to doing the same old thing every day, where I go to work, get paid. Go to work, go to work, get paid. Go to work, get paid for 26 cycles, take 1 week vacation, go to work, get paid. Here's how network marketing works. Go to work, go to work, go to work, go to work, get paid. Go to work, go to work, go to work, get paid, get paid. Go to work, get paid, get paid, get paid. Go to work, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Uh-oh. Get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. Because it's an army of brothers and sisters coming together where everybody does just a little thing. John Paul Getty is the first recorded billionaire, Mr. Lee. Yes. Quoted as saying, I'd rather have a 1% effort from 100 men than 100% effort from one man. And so the assembly line started. Once they realized that, they, ooh, you do the tires, I'll do the door, I'll do the fenders, they were like, okay, we're not going to make any more buildings out of this crazy cool construction. Now everything's built like a what? You wake up in the morning sleeping on a bed that sits on top of a what frame? And then you go into the bathroom and you look in the window and it's shaped like what? Then you walk out the door shaped like a what? To go into the kitchen to open up the ice. You put your food in a microwave shaped like a what? So then you get in your car sitting on four tires kind of shaped like a? To go to work in your cubicle to have your cell phone, all your books, your computer shaped like a what? And then you die in a very aware? I don't want to take that class. Anybody else sick and tired of being in the box?
Yes. Right. Gotta get out.
The only way you can earn unlimited income is if it's residual.
Right.
Where you're getting paid when you're sleeping.
Right.
You guys understand that Mr. and Mrs. Kim right here have been given authorization to open the country of South Korea. And it all has to come through you people. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hello. I don't know if you understand what that means, but those of you that are enrolled on either side of their tree, there's going to be an Asian persuasion coming, the likes of which you've never seen.
Asian.
And these guys are not afraid to make money. If they don't have multiple streams of income, their mom and dad beat them with a bamboo stick. Come on, is that right? You guys have been great. I'll see you later. You guys have been super fantastic. All right, life begins at the edge of the comfort zone. We got to get out of our own way. Be willing to learn something. Life has turning points. When we hit critical mass, everyone reaches a turning point in their life where they either settle for average or they sacrifice for greatness by taking all out in immediate action. Like these guys. This guy saved a country walking around with a cane and a diaper. He won a war. Because he had a big drive and passion. If he can take a country away from the Brits in a diaper, what can we do for $50? We can change the world. You guys know these two cats? Bill Gates? Okay. How about the five guys that founded Google at Stanford University? They went home to their parents and said, I need $10,000 each. Four of the parents said yes, one of the parents said no, happens to be Jeremy Rose's mom and dad from our other company, okay? Those four that said yes are almost billionaires today on that 10,000.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to be the one that said no, thanks?
Oh.
Why? Because they couldn't get out of their own way. They were so locked into the box. Because from age 0 to 3, what does mom and dad tell you? No, get out of this. No, they got to define the parameters, yes or no?
Yep.
Okay, then from age 4 to 17, what do mom and dad tell you? Sally, you can be anything you want. Mama, I want to be a ballerina. Mama, I want to be a baseball player. Well, you're going to be a great ballerina. You'll be a great baseball player. All of a sudden, you turn 17, and here's what happens, Alex. You ready for this? So, Sonny, you're going to get a job or you're going to go to college? Well, I'm going to be a ball player. Now, that was just a childhood dream. You're going to go to college or you're going to get a job? Who takes our dreams from us? Our parents do. Why? Because it's the same thing their parents do. Mm. Monkey see, monkey do. A buddy of mine noticed after several Thanksgivings, this is Ken Allen. You guys know Ken. He's a top producer in the world in Aflac. He enrolled me in his business. Okay, he's already making a ton of money in Aflac. We thought, hey, another source of income. So we got started, right? He noticed that at this Thanksgiving every year, that the end of the ham was cut off on both sides. He was like, why did they cut the end of the ham off? So he went to the lady, he said, ma'am, why do you cut the end of the ham off when you bake it every year? She goes, it's just what we do, but if you want to know why, my mom is sitting over there. So he went over to her mom and he said, mom, why do you do that? She goes, well, I just do it because that's what my mom did, and grandma's sitting over there. So he went over to grandma and said, grandma, why do you cut the ends off the ham? She goes, well, way back in the day, that's all the bigger my pan was, so I had to cut the ends off. How crazy is that? Monkey see, monkey do. So we created a team of leaders and showed how to monkey see monkey do and set themselves free. This can be explosive, you guys. And by the way, life has no remote. You got to get up and change it yourself. Stop waiting around for something. God gave you a brain up there. Go live the purpose-driven life you were meant to have. By changing what you think and how you think. Wow. Here we go. Let the games begin. Yes, I can. No, I can't. Well, maybe I should. No, I don't know. It's called the twin within. Rather than arguing whether you should buy a Ferrari or not, why don't you argue about what color it should be, black or red? Well, maybe I should buy it. No, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to argue with myself over whether it's black or red. It's changing what we think to how we think about it. So my daughter, who's just a little peanut, 5 foot, got two little kids, deaf kid. I leave the house, she lives with me, she says, Daddy, there's somebody upstairs and I can hear them. They're in your closet. Sierra, there's nobody in the house. Daddy, I'm telling you right now, I heard somebody. And I know they're in the house. I can hear them now walking down the stairs. I don't like this. I'm getting scared. Sierra, there's nobody in the house. 30 minutes later, I call her up. I say, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay, Daddy. I said, great, what are you doing? Well, I checked in the hotel. True story. This happened several times. Her imagination runs wild that there's somebody in the house, so she puts the emotion behind it. I know they're up there, and it becomes her reality.
Wow.
So change your imagination to the things that you want in life, not the things that don't work, to the things that do, like the sale and the people that stand behind you. Okay? Okay, you guys. They're going to kick us out of here in, what, 20 minutes or something?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
You know what I think is more important? The comp plan sits in the back office. We're Team Liberty. TeamLiberty.us. If you go to TeamLiberty.us, everything you need to build your business is there. And if you buy a founders pack, one of the founders who can earn up to that 2% a week in the global gross revenue by obtaining the position of goal, we can have that comp plan discussion anytime. I think it's more important tonight, Mr. Kim, with what time we have left, that we are on lockdown right here. So that you're bulletproof like a rhino when somebody says, I don't think you should be doing this. I say, here's what I say about that. It's okay if you say it's not for you. It's unforgivable if you say it's not for me, because now you're screwing with my family. If you love me, support me. Be strong. Tell people those things. The five top objections that you're going to get, and I don't care if it's Amway, Mary Kay, Nu Skin, Vaseo, they're the same objections. Once you know what they are, you can just sit there, okay, here comes the other corny objection. If you know what the answer is, how to override it, do you know you'll have 100% enrollment? Did you know that? Are you ready for this? Somebody give me a reason why somebody didn't enroll with you. Anybody, somebody. Pardon me?
Don't have the time.
That's why you need this. I don't know how to get your time back. Yeah, he's a master, right?
Don't have the money.
Then you really need this.
Yes.
If you don't got $50, you really need this. By the way, if you don't got $50 on your ATM card, go get the ATM card spelled DAPBROSISMOM. Some of you will get that with you. Another objection.
Nobody, I don't know.
You don't know anybody? That's all right. We know everybody. Is that Easter MasterCard again? You're not going to make $1 million a year recruiting all the people you know. You know that, right?
Right.
You're going to get the people started, and it's going to be their people, and their people, and their people. When the space shuttle takes off, it expends 90% of its fuel at takeoff. Once it gets here, it's good to go. So the same thing happens here. We're going to go through holy you-know-what double hockey sticks, getting that ship off the ground, and after that, the bad boy's on autopilot. Why? Because the products are working. You believe in it. You're not the same person today that you were there. People see you dressing different, walking different, thinking different. They're like, wow. I may have missed it. And I say, yeah, if you wait much longer, you're going to miss it completely, because where I'm going, you won't be there one day.
Come on.
Where I'm going with this, you ain't going to be there if you don't come with me. But I just thought of you first before my takeoff. And I'd rather do it with you. but if not, you'll still be my friend. But just know I'm not going to be doing the golf on Saturdays and Monday night football because I'm going to be busy helping 7 people free. The mindset, okay? What I'm going to show you right now, we charge $250,000 to the government of Mexico's leadership to help write their leadership on this slide. We'll charge $250,000 to the government of Australia to take them through this slide for over a 3-day period to help write the government leadership. I'm going to give it to you for nothing. Is that okay? Anybody ever heard of the law of attraction? Does anybody know how it works?
Unquenchable desire.
Because if you knew how it worked, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You would have already figured it out. You'd be doing really big things right now. Mr. Kim, Ms. Kim, and your team, you guys have been trained on this stuff. That's why you see these young folks right here have already made tens of thousands of dollars in network marketing, because they've already been through this stuff. They understand the true power the gift that God left behind.
Wow.
You ever heard this before in the world of religion? You reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever heard in the world of philosophy? That's karma. What goes around comes around. Cause and effect. Anybody ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Anybody ever heard in the world of quantum physics?
Sure.
The law of attraction, the boomerang effect. What you think about, you bring about. So if I say I'm tired, what happens? If I say I'm hungry, what happens? If I say this business will never work, nobody wants to be in my team, I'll never figure it out. But that will happen to you. Come on. So if I say I had, listen close now. If I say I had, in historical language, I had $1 million in my checking account in 2021 on December 31st, and I was just like that. Did you know that the law of attraction has to honor that? Put the money in your account just like it puts you to sleep.
So
did you know that?
Yes.
So we're going to show you how to change what you think to how you think. Okay? If you have your notes on your cell phone or you're writing this down, I want you to write down reticular activator system. This is the secret sauce that John C. Maxwell, Andy Andrews, Tony Robbins, they won't tell you how this works.
Wow.
Because if they did, then you wouldn't be buying their CDs and their books anymore. It's true. Where do they get their information? From us. Hello. Our people are the ones that identify the law of attraction through the Hubble telescope, taking pictures out into an Andromeda. Okay? So, here we go. This is you. You're at the top of the ski hill, and you're making a run for your goals. But sometimes things get in the way. We call it life, right? Mm-hmm. Or a scotoma. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Mm-hmm. Scotoma. It's a Greek word. It means it's a blind spot. It's sitting right in front of you, and you can't even see it.
Wow.
You're driving your wife crazy. She keeps telling you over and over, and you aren't listening, and you can't see it, and you wonder why she divorced your crusty butt. Because you ain't paying attention, man. It's going on right in front of your face. You run somebody over in the crosswalk. I didn't see him. It doesn't mean he's not dead on the sidewalk, dude. Just because you didn't see him doesn't mean he wasn't there. Just because there was $1 million to be made to sale and you didn't do it doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Right.
It's sitting right in front of you. Take a shot, man. So, these scotomas get in our way. That's this. Scotomas. Got to pick the kids up, do the yard. Got to get the pool clean, get the groceries. The alpha waves in your brain are going to do that anyways. We want the beta brain waves going on. The 80 billion bits of information that go into your brain every day, into your subconscious. That's what makes you make the decisions that you make. It's the alpha waves that you just do the things naturally that you do. But people make it so important that they miss everything sitting right in front of them.
Wow.
So what do we do? How do we control the scotoma? We change the word, picture, and thoughts that go into our reticular activator, which is a group of brain cells that sit in your brainstem, that when a word, picture, or thought hits the reticular activator, the body then becomes a servo mechanism that carries it out. I'm tired. boom, bird picture thought in the reticular. So we're going to change what goes into our reticular from the things that are interesting to the things that are important. Okay? And we're going to write out our 3x5. Everybody's heard of affirmation cards before. It's like, that's a pain in the butt. Yeah, it is. You think it's easy being part of that 3%?
No.
It's almost scary training this to people, because once you learn it, if you don't apply it, you'll never be the same person ever again, because you know your half step in life.
Wow.
You're going to get the secret sauce out and live the purpose-driven life tonight. Is that all right?
Yes,
here it comes.
Yes.
Here it comes. Historical language down the road. I was, I did, I had. Not, I'm going to get 50 people on my team. I'm going to make $1 million. I will. No, it's never going to happen. We have to speak it into historical language as though it already happened.
Mm.
So now these words, pictures, and thoughts go into our reticular activator. So when Sally says, I don't think this thing's going to work, I say, no, you don't work. Hey, listen, I got to go. Whoop. Pull another affirmation out. I had $1 million in my checking account in 2021, and I was just like that. Boop. That word, picture, thought goes into the reticular, and the body conducts the activity to make sure that happens. So accordingly, here's what comes down. You will never reach your goal. You know why? Because your goal comes to you. And there's your secret sauce to the
bottom.
You can do, be, and have anything you want, and nobody has the right to define you but you. Are you with me?
Yeah, with you.
You think this is a little more important than learning how the comp plan works?
Yes.
If you do the activity, they'll pay you the money. We can get together again and talk comp plan. I will meet any single one of you in this room. I came down here for a month to pour myself into y'all and all y'all's friends.
Thank you, sir.
I woke up at 3 o'clock last night. I went to bed this morning at 4:30. It was 24 hours and a half an hour. Finally, Adam said, dude, I got to go to bed. I said, I'm just getting started. The sun is coming up. I was like, I'll sleep when I'm in a what? So I recommend that you go to the store and you buy those 3x5 affirmation cards. They come in a package, green, yellow, blue, orange, purple. You've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So this might be family, finance, friends, health, community, my spirit. And there might be 10 affirmation or 3 affirmation cards that feed the spiritual one, 3 of them that feed what I'm going to do in my community, 4 of them that feed about, I had the best health in the history of mankind, and I lived to be 120 years, and I was just like that, thanks God. So now my body conducts the activity to live 120 years. Somebody's living over 100 years, are they? Yes or no? Okay. Real quick, I give you about 4 seconds to read this. How many F's do you see? Keep it to yourself. You got 4 seconds. Whoops.
Whoops.
Nice try. All right, so get those cards out. I use the purple ones for spiritual. I use the green ones for the money. I use the yellow ones for my friendships. I use the orange ones for my family. Okay? And I write things that happen down the future. I design my life. Every 5 years, I take off for the beach for a week, like I just did with partner and Earl, and we go quiet. And we redesign our life every 5 years. You are the sum total today of the new amount of people that you've met in the last 5 years and the total amount of books that you've read. If you feel you're in the same spot today as you were 5 years ago, because you haven't made no new friends and you haven't read your books. Do some reading on personal developmental growth. 10 pages a day is 3,650 pages a year. The average book is 300 pages. You're going to read 10 books a year into your reticular activator that tells you how awesome you are. You got this. And then the body will conduct the activity because it doesn't know any different. Did you know if I read a book on Abraham Lincoln today, a week from now, my mind doesn't know if it had a real or thought experience. It just knows that he knows Abraham Lincoln. It doesn't differentiate whether I was sitting down with him or I read it in a book. So we have to be very careful what we put in our reticular activator. No more room for negative people and negative thoughts. They have no place, no minute, and they can't rent a spot in my head and in my heart. They try to. Anybody ever get a phone call? Yeah, things will start working out. You goldfish left and the dollars left. When you get those calls, I don't care if it's your brother, your mother, or your sister. Sometimes it's your spouse, so you can hit them up because now they know what's going on. Say, hey, listen, man. I've been waiting for this phone call to come in. I'll have to get back to you. Terminate that phone call because their problems now become yours. And by human nature, we become problem solvers because we like helping people. Help people make money. Don't help solve the problems. They do that on their own. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. All negativity has no place in my head and my heart. We can talk more about this another day. Let me see if I can blow right through. This is hard, going to school.
Wow.
This is how these kids go to school in China. That's kind of hard. Okay? What kid falls? They all fall to their death. But when a villager's too sick, they just strap one of the little kids on their back and go to school anyways. That's what we're doing. We're strapping you on our back. We're going to get rid of the financial sickness, the economic body that's going in our life. We're going to have a recovery, a reclamation, a reaffirmation of who we are, what we were meant to do. Remember who defined us. Our parents did. Who defined them? Their parents. Go to work for 40 years, get a 40% pension, coupled with your social insecurity and your 101k, and you should be good to go. Some of you will get that. How's that working for people right now? ARC just did research, the American Associated Retired Persons. You know what they said? They called a bunch of folks and they said, how long do you plan on working? 84% of the people said, I plan to work until the day I die. Did you know the average age of death now is age 82? We were not designed to work until we're 82, but they have to because they need the money. I always thought it was cute that old folks were working at McDonald's just to be social. No, they're working there because they need the money.
Wow.
Go save them. Get them out of that place. I've never bought anything with money. Everything I have is bought from pieces of time I sold from my life to a job that will never pay enough when my time is up. You're exchanging your time for money. And if you don't go to work, what happens?
You get paid.
Go to work, you get paid. Don't go to work?
Don't get paid.
In network marketing, enroll a couple of people, go take a week off, come back, and your team grew by 3 or 4 people. Did you have anything to do with it?
Nope.
Sound like John Paul Getty to me. You're leveraging other people. Did you know they stopped building all those cool buildings, like, you know, the fancy ones in New York? They turned everything into a box. Every single building is a box now, because that's where they want us. The rich figured it out. Keep them in a box. Well, that's not us. We got to figure it out. We're going to make more money than that.
Right.
Are you willing to learn a new language? Look at this. You think these guys had to learn a new language?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just learn the Paseo language. 1 year left, 1 year right. You want to make $100,000 a month? Go play tag or something. This is an adult game of tag or it, and over. You know, beats the heck out of ashes, we all fall down. That's corporate America. Learn the Paseo language. You want to make $100,000 a month? You want the formula for it? I'm going to give it to you right now. You know why? Because Dallin Larson has done 2 of these in the last 30 days, and here's the numbers, and the numbers don't lie, and he has a system. System stands for? Save yourself time, energy, and money. Follow the leadership. Go in the same steps they went so you don't get burned. Right? If you see your leader go through the minefield and he's making $100,000 a month, why would you go a different direction?
Yeah.
Why did the Lakers and the Yankees and the Gonzaga Bulldogs win all the time? Because they have a system and they don't deviate. Dallin has a system of 30 years. Here's how it works. You put 20 people to your left and 20 people to your right a year for 5 years. Doesn't matter what they do. You're going to enroll one person a week for 40 weeks and take the summer off. 20 to your left, 20 to your right. They enroll at a minimum of 240 CV. Hopefully they get the founders back so they can, you know, get the product out and make a heck of a lot more money, okay? But you enroll 240 CV and then you put 80 monthly auto ship on. If you do 20 to the left, 20 to the right for 5 years, that's $100,000 a month.
Wow.
1/3 of your team will quit. The people quit marriages. They're going to quit on $50.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
They quit jobs. They quit the team. Look at Antonio Brown, man. Is that Anthony Brown?
No, go ahead, bro.
He's done. Just watch 30 million go down the toilet. Moving on. Most expensive income you can own is being an employee. We already talked about that. So what do you say? I'm going to be self-employed. That's great. Now you got no time. You went from 30 grand a year to 60 grand a year. You went from 8 hours a day to 16 hours a day. Now you don't see your family anymore. That's rich dad, poor dad. This is the poor dad. This is us. We're business owners. In 1850, everybody was a business owner. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. You put the things on my horse and I'll give you some apple and barter and swap out. 1900 came, the industrial age came, and they went, ooh, look how we can leverage people. Then the wheel goes out to 2000, and all of a sudden we're in the information age, which is all this stuff going on. But the wheel circles, it turns, right? Now it's back to independent business ownership. 79 million people are going to enroll in network marketing in the next 5 years, so says the U.S. Department of Labor. You are five times more likely to make $100,000 a year than you are at our life-sucking daytime job. Where'd that come from? The Department of Labor. Telling you, 79 million people are going to enroll in your industry and they're five times more likely to make $100,000. Do you think that there's more people looking for you and I than we're looking for them? How many are you looking for? Two. You think there's more people looking for you than we're looking for them?
Yeah.
Sort. Ladies, do you get emotional when you sort your panty drawer in the morning? Ladies, this is pink, you got the spring one, I got the high top.
I do.
You get emotional when you sort your panty drawer? I gotta get emotional over here. You're not supposed to be sorting through the lady panty drawer. Okay. Do you get emotional when you go pick fruit out at the fruit stand? Green apple, red apple, blah, blah. I mean, you just grab it, sort it, and then you go. That's all we do here is we just sort the general public looking for the red apples. I've actually recruited people that way before. Sir, are you a red apple? What are you talking about? Are you interested in making more money outside of what you're currently doing? I can't see the apple inside your lapel, so now I got to ask you. If you just ask people, if they're interested in making money, they will either say what?
Yes or no.
That's not painful. What's painful is going to work every day and getting paid a shovel. Sort the general public so you can build your team. Come on over to the side where it's happening so that eventually you're making so darn much money that you're living just off the interest that your investments are pushing out. Okay, now in order to be this person right here, listen close, you have to have 500 employees and be doing less than over 20 million a year. To be the guy that can leave the office for a year, still get a paycheck, and when you come back, the business grew 12%. Only network marketing can get you there. I don't have time to build a company doing $20 million a year with 500 people.
Right.
But I enrolled 300 people in the first month of their sale. It's turned into thousands.
Ooh.
And that's not because I'm special. It's because I saw it. I was like, wow, don't miss this. If you hurry up and get on, I'm enrolling a bunch of other people, they're gonna end up on your team by default. You're gonna get all that volume from them. Okay? There's your job. 40-year plan, you got a boss, no security, no residual. It's not willable, sellable, giftable, transferable. There's no tax benefits, there's no dreams. You give us 5 years on 20-20 vision, 20 to the left, 20 to the right, enrolled at $50. Order 240 CV, put on your ADL CP, and watch what happens. A third of the team will quit. A third of them will try to build the business. Doesn't work out for them, but guess what? They love the product, so they stay on LCP. The other third will build the business. Out of the third that built the business during that 5 years, 10 to 15% of them will be $100,000 monthly income earners. They have the numbers on it. Did you know that any person that you recruit in this, if you follow the system, you get 30% of whatever they earn? Would you like to have Mr. Kim as somebody that you recruited? And Mr. Kim, how much would you like to make a week, sir? In the next year? What's your?
$50,000 a week.
Okay, so that's $200,000 a month. What's 30% of that?
That's a lot of money.
He makes $200,000 a month, you get $60,000 a month as your recruiter.
Oh, wow.
That's this comp plan. We'll get into that another time. Does that excite you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called leverage, folks. Yep. Okay. The other thing is this. I come from Spokane. I'm going to be seeing 15 people down here of people up in Spokane, no people in Texas. How much did they pay to come down here? Zero. How many presentations are they going to do?
Zero.
What did they do? They gave me a name and a number. In the corporate America, tell your boss to go make you some money and see what happens. In network marketing, tell Sonny Kim to go out and do some recruiting with you and watch what happens. In this business, you engage your mentors and you put them out there. Why? Because they got the time and the money to chase it for you while you're at your day job. Boy, that got quiet real quick. This is my why. Let's wrap up with it tonight. Can we come back together, please?
Yes.
Please. Yeah. And do this again soon, like tomorrow night. I think I mean soon.
Yeah.
Bring your friends.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Let's do it.
And we'll shorten up the presentation to the 15 minutes that it was supposed to be. It lasted an hour because of technical glitches and whatnot. But now that you're excited, invite the people, pack the house, standing room only. We'll get a fan in here, get the air going, okay? But here's the reason why I'm doing it. This kid was born deaf. He's my grandson. They screwed up the delivery. We have an $8 million lawsuit going against the hospital. Our goal is to shut the hospital down.
Wow.
Okay, so I have already built a complex for the hearing impaired, the blind, because they have terrible benefits for those people and they go push off. So that's not going to happen on my watch. Now, it hasn't actually been built yet, but in my mind, reticular activation,
yes.
It's already done. 2025, the door's open on the complex and it's free. It's all paid for out of what? The residual income. Everything I'm doing is to build that school for good. Why are you doing this? If your reason why you're doing this is big enough, the how doesn't matter. Don't let anybody steal your dreams, you guys. And finally, to wrap up with this, I can't help you with that. This is your problem. You got to work this out between your ear hole and your
right.
heart.
That's good.
I mean, that's on you. We can show you the system and go see the people and enroll and get them on product and all this other, but you have to motivate yourself. You got to have the drive, desire, determination, dedication, and discipline. You want to change your life. And they're giving you a track to run on to do it. There's only one thing in the world that you can say is yours that can't be taken from you. Did you know that? Everything else can be taken from you. God can take your whole family from you right now if you want to. Everything, your house can be taken from you, your car can be taken from you. Everything can be taken from you except for
your integrity.
Problem with your attitude, right? They can't take that from you. So as long as we know that's the only asset we really have, shut up. Get control of the way you think. Yes, I can. No, I can't. No, it's yes, I can. I just want to know how big is it going to be. Well, let's write that down too. No has no room. The word no means yes to me. The more no's you get, well, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know anybody. That's right. We know everybody. Mr. MasterCard. I don't have money. Did you really need this? I got to pray about it. I'm the answer to prayers. At least your MasterCard to get on the cruise. These are the corniest objections, right? There's only five. One, when you know the answers to them, you can overcome anybody's nonsense and say, look, you're not going to file bankruptcy for $50 5 years from now. It's at least your MasterCard to get you on the tree. Always come back with Visa or MasterCard to get you on the tree. Zip your lip, look down the paper with a pen. Here comes the other objection. I got to call my wife. Pray for their number. Because if you go home and try and explain this, there's going to be blood all over the kitchen. You don't know what you're talking about. Let's get her on the phone right now. But there's really not many other objections, right, guys? So once you know them, just to knock on ding, 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 and go right back to Visa MasterCard to get you on the tree. We'll get back, we'll get to the, hey, here you go. You enrolled in Paseo. Yeah, well, isn't that nice? And then you opened up the box and went, what? How does everything work? So we'll get into the comp plan next time around, okay? All right. Woo! Let's make sure we fill the house up in Austin, okay? Let's dominate that place. When can we get together here next, you guys? Are you guys willing to put yourself out one more time so I can give you the comp plan?
Sure.
So you know what you're recruiting to. Okay, tomorrow night, let's do it. What time, Sonny? Same time, 7:30, we'll be here tomorrow night. And be casual and relaxed. Wear a sweatsuit, you know? Bring gas, be casual.
Wow. In the magician and the magic.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
I got to one.
Yeah, I want salmon.
Right here.
Supplements?
Anything that's cheap.
Cheap? The brain capsules? But you need a
tour. Yeah, the brain capsules.
You need a tour APV. I think she likes to do it though. So you work out a lot? You go running?
No, I would rather take the brain ones.
Right, yeah, we need two parts.
Okay.
The brain one.
Sleep.
Yeah. Sleep?
Yeah.
I guess tell me how it is. I want to try out sleep. Okay, so.
I got my card. Get it out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, get a welcome kit. Yeah, I'm super excited. Okay, yeah.
Hey, let's pick up any messages here so I don't have to do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Get it. Okay, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, I'm a camera tomorrow as well.
Yes.
I start boating. I'll find people tomorrow, so once they get involved, and then once they get two people under you, you know.
Yes, please, like.
Yeah, and you're almost so good. 3 hours a day
to make your body operate.
Security number, shit.
Oh, you don't put it social. No, you don't have to. Just this one with the red dots. Yeah, red dots, yeah.
Have you gotten paid yet?
I did. I did. Oh, shit. That's so good.